I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Thanks for downloading this Little Empire podcast. This show has a real-life, live-record event that you can come to in Auckland, New Zealand during the NZ International Comedy Festival powered by Flick Electric Co. Deets and tickets at comedyfestival.co.nz.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Akama Cola, who have been with us from the very start. And guess what? The relationship hasn't got stale.
That's the weird thing, is that it feels alive still.
Like, I feel like we've, like, gone through our ups and downs, but, like, it's on a high right now, and I think things are electric.
I think you can owe that to the honesty of the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, the open communication and the gift giving. Don't
I just took a photo of Alice, like, waxing lyrical about Kama Cola because I've never seen her... Like the light behind her eyes, just really become
sometimes
illuminated.
Sometimes when I think about karma, I get emotional.
Well, I sometimes think karma, I get horny.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm emotional and I'm horny at the same time.
And that's exactly the kind of feeling that you will feel when you sup on a sweet little karma cola.
Like you want to cry and masturbate.
Oh, gorgeous! Crack one open, guys, and treat yourself. Karma cola.
Thanks,
thank you very much. Listen to Bonus of the Heart.
Well, you've tuned in just after we ripped into producer Tim for attempting to shame us for talking about masturbation. And we showed him
we will not
be crushed by the patriarchy in this podcast.
Unless that makes it hotter. Being crushed is quite a nice feeling.
It's lovely.
It?
Yeah. No, this podcast is a matriarchy.
God, I love to be crushed by the patriarchy.
Do you know what? In society, don't come near me, patriarchy. But in the bedroom?
Oh, get on me.
Fucking oppress me.
Oh,
you're listening to Bonus of the Heart, and if you're listening for the first time, what are you doing?
What are you doing? You're crazy.
Go back to number one. There are lots of in-jokes.
I don't think people are doing that, though.
You don't reckon?
I think people are hopping in.
Yeah, I don't know if our numbers are growing. I think they've just stayed. Yeah, just the same.
That's absolutely fine.
No, but at Bonus of the Heart, where we ruthlessly objectify men, cool.
Yeah, it's mainly men.
Mainly men. Sometimes women.
Yeah, but it's nicer to objectify men, isn't it?
It is, but I like objectifying women.
Me too.
Yeah.
God, we're awful people. Like, we need to stop this podcast. I know I say that every week.
Yeah, you do.
We are.
It hurts my feelings.
Are we the mirror of people's, like, do people who listen to this enjoy it because we say the things that they can't say?
Nah. they're saying it to each other right now in their real lives.
No, they're
probably
just enjoying judging us.
No, I don't think so. I think what it is it's harmless fun. Because of the power imbalance, you know, we get an opportunity to kind of correct that a little bit.
I guess it's harmless fun. Push it
back the other way.
I'm open to everything. I'm open to learning new lessons.
Yeah.
I'm open to... I mean, I haven't, but...
No, it's fair to say that no one's learned anything throughout the course of this podcast.
Absolutely.
But what I do want to say, and I feel like I should, maybe we should have addressed this episode one, if you're a man who we've called you out on this podcast as a hot knot, don't take that personally.
Don't take that personally,
because that does not mean that you're not objectively hot. Because people on this podcast who have been called hot, to the outside world, not at all hot. Do you know what I mean?
Like, conventionally
hot. Don't name them.
Hot.
Don't name them.
Like, I'll make Steve Buscemi's day by saying he was hot. If he listened to this. I would.
I reckon a lot of people are into Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Did we talk about how much I love Alan Cummings? Maybe I spoke about that on the podcast that I want to talk about. But But fuck, he's sexy. Anyway, yeah, let's move on because it's not our topic of conversation for today.
The conversation today is we're going back to the teenage years. Going to talk about Riverdale. I don't know why I did that little twang.
I liked it. I'm going to get on board for once.
I want to do a little backstory of this. Not backstory, but
please
like.
Please do.
So I, as a kid, was so massively into Archie comics. I went to Armageddon Expo 1 year. Armageddon
Cute.
Expo. Well, I went every year because my older brothers were massive nerds. Armageddon Expo, for our international listeners, is international listeners out there.
I love how coquettish you are with the international listeners. Yeah.
Hello, international listeners. So Armageddon is like a weird kind of like, it's kind of like Comic-Con, but shit. It's not Comic-Con. It's basically like, it used to be a comic book convention. Can you stop?
I'm sorry.
Fucking
I'm so fidgeting.
She's literally knocking pills on the floor. She's knocking cups on the floor. She's got her feet up now, and I know for a fact that in 10 seconds she'll have her feet on the ground.
It's already happened. I'm sorry. I'm just a fidgety person. I can never get comfortable.
I don't think you're a fidgety person.
Do you not think so?
No.
I'm never comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was like a comic book kind of like a nerd fest. People play like Magic the Gathering card game and shit and stuff like that. But I remember I'd go with my brothers and I loved it. But in the you get a like a little bag when you got like went in, like a little goodie bag. And then there was a Betty Veronica digest that my brother got and he said, "Hey Rose, you have this." And genuinely, I haven't had a thing like that. Was the most dog-eared comic book thing I've ever had. And it's
what do you mean
dog-eared like in terms of like it's like
isn't like it? You've read it lots of times.
I became obsessed and I started collecting old Archie comics like from the 50s and 60s and 70s and stuff.
That's cool. You're into some cool shit, eh?
I don't know.
You are
thank you very much.
That's cool.
I really bloody loved it, and I think Archie comics were weirdly big, and since moving to England people don't know what I'm talking about. When we talk, like, they didn't get Archie comics. Weirdly, New Zealand did, I think. Maybe Australia. And strangely, my friend who is Canadian, but she lives in UK. In Canada, obviously, they got them.
Hmm.
But Archie comics are just, like, it's kind of weird. Like, for those of you guys who don't know, it's just, like, about, like, Americana. You don't know. You haven't read Archie
comics.
No,
I've never read Archie comics.
It's kind of like the story of, like, a teenage boy called Archie. Who just lives his ragtag life with his ragtag team of friends in Riverdale.
That's so cool.
But, like, it's very innocent kind of stories. Josie and the Pussycats, obviously.
Yeah.
Was in the Archie universe. Sabrina the Teenage Witch as well.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, Sabrina
God, the Melissa Witch. Joan Hart. Can we just take a moment to talk about that?
What? Has she gone crazy?
No, she's just a conservative. Did you know that?
Oh, I can imagine she would be.
Yeah, isn't that weird, eh? Yeah, every time you find one, it's like, oh, what's happened here?
Yeah, like Scott Baio as well.
Scott Baio is just like a nightmare person, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so, and so...
Hot, though.
I'm going to actually bring out some pictures. So, basically...
bring out some pictures for the listeners.
Shut up, not for you. So, like... We've talked about being attracted to cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Well-trodden territory. But Archie... So basically, Archie is... I saw a really good tweet, actually, I think. It's talking about, like, how Archie's, like, the original American fuckboy. Because basically, he is. Like, he dates both Betty and Veronica. Both, like, Betty's in love with Archie, but then, like, Veronica's rich. Betty's the girl next door character. There's Jughead, who is basically a misogynist.
What?
It's fucking weird. Like, he is a straight up misogynist. Like, he.
In the comics?
Yeah, he hates women. There's claims that he's asexual, I think. Like, in the comics. No, but like, not in a way. Like, he hates girls.
This is different to the Riverdale that I've come to know and love.
He hates girls on a physical level and in a mental level. But look at Archie. Like,
he's so cute.
He's cute, but he's.
I love ginger haired boys.
He's an idiot. Really?
Yeah. Ooh. I love him.
That's nice. That's Veronica. She's hot.
Yeah.
Betty. I think I've always identified with Betty.
Yeah.
Because she's like a tomboy, but she's like, I don't know. She's the best. But Jughead, weirdly, who's a misogynist, who's an asshole who eats a lot of burgers, is the one I've been attracted to the most in my teenage years.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, shut up.
But I don't like that hat he wears. It's not, it's just like, what is that? Take it off.
I guess it's weird.
Anything's better than that.
There's Moose Mason. He's a jock who goes out with Midge Clump. Terrible names. Reggie Mantle. He's an arsehole. He's a PUA, original PUA.
Look at that.
Chuck Clayton, Dilton
I wish Delaney. I'd been into something like that when I was younger. When I was younger, I didn't read comic books at all.
Really?
No. I didn't do anything cool like that. I read books, but like weird books that my mum would get me to read that were from like her childhood.
Right.
Like Stig of the Dump. Did you ever read that? Yeah, why would you? It was like written in the 1950s. It was about a man who like grew up in a dump alone and had like a mental breakdown.
So messed up.
Yeah, it was really cool though.
I was lucky because I had two older brothers and like they would, I kind of absorbed their nerdiness via osmosis.
I tried to. I had three older brothers, not to trump your two.
Were they nerds though?
Yeah, they were massive nerds. They weren't cool. Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Yeah. Oh, actually, no, they were more sporty, I think. If I'm being honest, they were more sporty than nerdy.
My brothers played like Magic the Gathering.
Yes. No. Okay, no. They weren't even close to that. Yeah. No. My brothers were, not like that.
They were friggin' nerds.
But that's why I went to the digital re-release of Star Wars dressed as a Jedi at midnight. Because my brothers were going.
I went at midnight. You've seen the picture of me as Queen Amidala, right?
No, I don't know if I have.
What the fuck? We've got to post that on the
page. We should try and find my picture of me as a Jedi.
Yes. Yeah. I went to episode 1, 1999, midnight screening.
Yeah.
With my brothers.
Yeah. Same. And it was so crazy. It was so cool.
It was the best.
So Rose is into the cartoon characters from Archie, and that's who she's like hotting on today.
But we're talking about something else, aren't we?
Oh, well, I thought you were going to do cartoon and I'll do shit. This is really lifting.
No. Let's just talk about Riverdale. Like, I think I've said enough about...
Okay, great. Well, here's the thing. Here's why it's an inappropriate crush.
Explain what Riverdale is.
Riverdale is a new Netflix TV show based on Archie comics. And
very loosely, though, I've got to say.
Okay, very loosely based on Archie comics.
It's shit.
It's not shit. It's great.
It's shit. It's Stop fucking it. Shit.
Please, this is my time right
okay,
now.
Sorry.
Anyway, the lead actor in it who plays Archie is actually from New Zealand.
KJ Upper.
Yeah, and he used to be on Shorten Street, which is like a local New Zealand soap opera. And he was like 15 at the time. Anyway, he's only 19 now, but he...
What? He's 19?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. No.
Yes, this is why it's bad.
Oh, no.
Because he's so fucking hot.
He's surely not 19.
He's 19.
No.
Yes. Which is why it's so filthy.
I feel terrible.
I know. But he's like got ripped or something. And he's dyed his hair orange. And he's part Māori. But the orange hair like weirdly looks amazing.
Who's part Māori? He's half Samoan.
Is he? I thought he's part Māori.
He's half Samoan.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. I stand corrected. Why is his last name Upper?
There's no P's in the fucking Māori language.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it
bad? Oh, no, sorry.
There are.
Sorry, I was thinking of Upper. Like S. But Upper is a...
God, do you know what's terrible is that I studied Māori language through high school and university, and when you said there's no P's in Māori,
you were like,
I was like, oh, yeah.
No, I think it's because we all know.
You said it with such confidence.
I did. Sorry. I did say it was
I'm thinking that there are so many P's in the Māori language.
I know. I was like,
Upper is a very Māori sounding word.
Yeah, what am I talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what you're on about. Sorry,
about
he's half Samoan.
S.
There's no S's in the Māori language. That's true. There's no S's.
And S and P is basically the same thing, isn't it?
No, it's not at all. Okay. Anyway, he's gotten fucking hot and we're all proud of him.
I'm thinking, is there something so patriotic about, like, a person getting hot, eh? Like, so nice and so happy for him because, like, I'm trying to find this picture and it's not...
What do you think is, like, too young an age to lust over? Is it the age of consent? Because also hot in the movie, also hot in the TV show, and I would never have said this until the most recent episode when he was working construction, is Jughead, the guy who plays
Why
Doug
would you
Hess.
Never say, as I said that I fucking, okay, it's Cole Sprouse.
Cole Sprouse.
Obviously of the Sprouse twins, who of Zach and Cody
fame. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
And being Ben and Friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Big Daddy.
So obviously we all know and love him. I know. So it's weird because we knew him as kids.
So
but, mate, he's 24. He's the same age as me. Like, well, no, I'm 25. But he's nearly 25. That's so hot. I think it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think he is so hot. He's so hot.
I didn't until the most recent episode, and he's wearing like a white singlet, and he's just lovely. Yeah.
I think it's his face is beautiful and it's dark here.
His face is beautiful, but do you know what I think was putting me off was that fucking hat. He's wearing the same hat that he wears in the comics, and I just hate it so much.
You hate hats.
I hate men wearing hats.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I hate them wearing hats.
I need to blow my nose for a
Except
second,
for
sorry.
A cap. I like a cap, actually.
Really?
I don't mind a cap, yeah.
Like a daddy cap. Sorry.
I'm what just... is a daddy cap?
Like one of those ones. Sorry, I've got to blow my nose. Hang on.
Hold on. I'll sing a jingle. Oh, Jesus.
Can you sing a jingle?
She's faking, by the way.
Can you stop gaslighting me?
I love gaslighting people.
Terrible. So,
isn't it crazy, the whole concept of gaslighting? It makes me completely... Does everyone know what gaslighting is?
I think they know because we've explained it like 5 times on this podcast. So wait, what were we talking about?
Someone was gaslighting me the other day. It was
really
crazy, and it was really fucking me off. And my flatmate, she always gaslights me.
Makes you think you're crazy?
Yeah, she'll come into my room and she'll fart... And then she'll deny that she did it. And then to the point, like, she's so strong in her denial that I'm like, was it me?
She's good. She's a good, she makes a good case. She makes a good case. So what were we talking about, though? We're talking about Jughead. Oh, yeah, the hat. Oh, yeah. Like a daddy cat. No, I mean, like, who was I talking about?
Oh, yarmulkes, okay. I like a yarmulke.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, yarmulke.
No, that weird, like, the weird, like, distressed, like, when you see a guy in a cap with, like, distressed at the tip of the cap, like, but it's, like, pre-distressed.
Pre-distressed
so gross.
Is not okay.
Yeah, no, it's so weird.
But I like somebody who brought, like, a cap in the 90s and is still wearing it, you know? One of the best things I used to own was a McDonald's cap, and I lost it. It was so cool, though.
Yeah,
it was really cool. You all right?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about Jughead Jones.
Oh, okay, gross.
Why?
Because he went all quiet when you were doing it.
No, I was just thinking that he's like real handsome in Riverdale.
He's done well for himself, eh?
Yeah.
Because I think didn't those guys have like a break from acting where they were like, we don't want to do this anymore, and they like lifted the lid on like Nickelodeon being. Full of shit and stuff.
Yeah, really stuck it to the people at Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I'm just looking it up right now.
I'm going to Google image the Sprout Cole Sprouse.
Oh, I just Googled image Dylan Sprouse by accident.
Oh, what the fuck are you up to?
I don't know.
So basically Riverdale is absolute trash, by the way, isn't it? It's fucking trash.
In the best way.
Yeah, I know. It's
Do you genuinely hate the show?
No, I watch every week, and there's a new episode I'm going to watch. But it's like, it goes against, it's nothing like the comics. Like, it's supposed to be like a gritty, it is the most camp thing I've seen, which is great.
I love that.
Because also, I was talking to our friend Tom, actually, because I've been watching Feud, which
it's
is
an official shout out.
Oh, shut up. Okay, I'll approve it later. Mm. I've been watching Feud, which is like the Ryan Murphy show about like Betty and Joan doing Whatever Happened to Baby Jade. And I love it, and I love anything to do with that kind of shit. You know me.
Yeah.
But we're talking about how
I
it's like
know you.
It's not camp enough to be camp, but it's not good enough to be serious.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I haven't seen it yet. So is it not worth watching?
No, it's good. I think it's good if you're interested in that stuff. Like, I really like it. But I think it's a real funny line, and like Riverdale goes full camp. So like modern camp. I think modern camp is like Pretty Little Liars.
Yes.
Like, you know, it's very like that, much like that, where it's like...
I reckon Gossip Girl ushered in that era a little bit.
Teen
Gossip
camp.
Girl, yeah, teen camp. Fuck, what a good genre.
Real good genre.
Such a good genre. God, I loved Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl's great.
Its heyday was season one.
Yeah.
When you were like the way it ended where she killed someone. But then the way she killed someone was so weak, like it wasn't even her fault or something. I don't know. I was so annoyed when we came back. I wanted her to be a murderer. I was like, it's way more fun for me if she's a murderer.
Who was the hottest? Who was the hottest in Gossip Girl?
Well, okay. I have a very strong opinion about this. I think, not taking into account their off-screen personas, Chuck.
Interesting.
But taking into account their off-screen personas.
He looks like Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
I can't think of what Lilo and Stitch look like.
Okay, go on.
The guy, who was the guy, not Penn Badgley, but the other guy. What's the other guy called?
I don't know, but he was like quite pretty.
He was very pretty. I think him. I think he has the weirdly the best off-screen persona. Because I find Penn Badgley to be kind of a nightmare.
It's Cole Sprouse.
Jesus. Hold up.
Hold up. Mutual pause.
Mutual pause. Fuck, he's beautiful.
He's beautiful, isn't he?
Jesus.
Yeah, look at another photo. Oh, my God. I know, right? Oh, I'm so glad I'm here to witness this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's a dreamy, dreamy boy.
Fucking hell.
I know.
Is that so weird, though, that he grew, like, knowing him as a kid, or is it fine?
No, because I think he's very self-aware about the fact that he grew up in the spotlight, and his Twitter's quite funny.
Oh, that's good. He's got a sense of humor.
I think he'd be kind of annoying.
Oh my God. He's like, that's like a Leonardo DiCaprio.
Fuck
90s
yeah. I'd
vibe.
Be on that shit.
That's too much.
I'd be on that shit.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, yeah, that's weird. Everyone's got the skeletons in the bloody Google image search closet, mate.
Hello, listener. This is Tim Batt interrupting your podcast to bring you a short ad that is only relevant to people in my home, New Zealand. If you're not in New Zealand, my apologies. The NZ International Comedy Festival powered by Flick Electric Co. is happening from April 27 till May 21 and features literally every single Kiwi on this podcast network. There are many, many great live comedy shows happening, so if you enjoy this podcast, chances are you'll enjoy seeing them live. Go to comedyfestival.co.nz and buy tickets to some great shows now. That's comedyfestival.co.nz.
What are your rules for posting things to Instagram? Let's get into this.
What, me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, when you're like, you're like, I post thirsty snaps. That's what you say of yourself.
Yeah.
How do you decide what's too thirsty and what's thirsty enough? Where's the line?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. You just kind of feel the vibes. I don't overthink it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good to know. Great chat.
I just want to look back at my Instagram in like 50 years and be like, oh, yeah. And then when I'm like fucking just like, look terrible because of the life I've led, because of the processed sugars that I've eaten, because of the, you know, the things I put my body through. And I want to look back on the Instagram and go, God, what did I do to myself?
Bring, bring.
Oh. Sorry, my shit is cool.
Bring, bring.
Hello? You are listening to Bond of the Heart.
Hello.
Hello?
It's me.
Sorry.
Hello.
Sorry, I can't
really. Can you hear me?
No, sorry, who was calling?
Rose Matafeo from the future.
Oh my God.
It's me, Rose.
Are you whispering or do you have something wrong with your voice?
This is what my voice sounds
like. Are you still sick?
Because you.
Are you still sick from.
I'm still sick.
Melbourne.
I never got better from Melbourne 2017.
Oh my God, how old are you now?
Are you sure you're not faking?
Yes.
Oh, fuck you, Alice. Fuck you, bitch.
Yes.
Don't Rose, suggest that old Rose Matafeo from the future is faking being sick.
Okay, I'm just asking the obvious question. Sorry, you don't get a cold for 50 years.
Rose, how
Shut
many...
Shut the fuck up, you cunt.
Wow.
Very on brand for me. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for backing me up there, Rose. So how... 50 years older than me. So you're 75 now.
Yes.
God, you sound worse for wear for 75.
I feel terrible. It's because of the lifestyle you led.
Oh, shit.
I can barely talk.
Okay.
Well, I'm on my second voice box.
Oh, no. So what should I start doing to prevent
Nothing.
This?
You can't change the course of fate.
Oh, that's bullshit.
I want you to know.
Well, then
I'm
you talking
poor.
To me right now is fucking with... the course of my fate, so I don't understand that.
What? How does that work? I don't understand.
Because if everything's already happened, then like you talking to me is like creating some sort of loop where you're now affecting the previously, like...
No, because I was always intended to talk to you, and that was the course of time. Oh, this was meant to happen for you to end up.
I think this is bullshit. I hate that. I hate fate.
I want you to know...
Go on.
I'm poor.
Can you not let me know? Because it's uncomfortable for you to let me know about your financial situation. Especially because I'm very directly involved in it, and that you are me. And it's just odd because I can't give you money. Like, I can't give future self myself money. Because if I gave future myself money, then it would make you not poor, meaning that this call wouldn't have even happened.
I want you to know I invested all my money in the stock market and it crashed.
That didn't sound
in
like
2045. Yeah. Alice recommended that you invest it. What?
Of course you did.
Oh my
what
God,
did,
Rose.
What did she, Rose, what did she recommend I invest
so
it
sorry.
In?
I'm so sorry. Condoms.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh my
shit.
God. Surely that would be a safe bet.
Yeah, wouldn't it be? Well,
no,
yeah.
No. The world is underpopulated in a strange turn of events. And people don't want condoms anymore.
Oh no, are we losing it?
They have,
are we losing it? Rose? Rose? Oh my God, that was a life support beep as well. That was weird. She was calling from hospital.
Oh wow, good to know you die at 75. That's a
oh,
good
no,
knock.
Don't say that because it means I'm gonna die at 75. I'm really genuinely upset about that.
Are you?
Because my didda died. Like my granddad, I think, died at 75 or 76.
Oh wow, that sounds right then. That's perfectly in line.
Yeah. You know when a grandparent dies and you and at that age, like when I was such a young
I
age,
know, all of my grandparents are dead.
Well, like I'm like so. That was the first grandparent of mine to kind of die that I knew, basically. And it was the same age as my granddad as well. Other granddad. And you just go, oh, well, that's my life expectancy now. So I yeah. always, throughout my whole childhood, I was like, well, 75 is when I'm going to go.
Shit, that doesn't bode well for me.
Oh, no.
I know. Well, two of my grandparents died in their 60s, in their early 60s, like within like 6 months of each other. My grandma died of breast cancer when she was like, I think she was like 62 in August. And then my granddad died on Christmas Day that year.
That's awful.
But isn't that nice? He said, he was like, I'm going to be with her by Christmas. And then he died on
Holy
Christmas
shit,
Eve.
Man.
Isn't that it's crazy? That's awesome though, eh?
You're into that.
Pardon?
You're into that.
I'm into that because like he knew what was going to happen and he was chill about it and he That's called good. It.
All right. Well, we're talking too long. So, let's no. This
okay,
wrap
no,
you
fine.
Up. No, I want to wrap you
no,
up
no,
on
no,
your story.
No, it's okay.
I think it naturally no, came no. to an end.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I had gotten everything I needed to say out about my grandparent. No, that's fine.
Look, we can talk about it off, like on a bonus episode.
I don't want to talk about it on a bonus episode. I had a lot more. I had a lot of places to go with that, though.
Wow. I just want Jack to be listening. And hearing about that kind of stuff.
Jack doesn't care. He doesn't care about them. Yeah, he's never met them.
Yeah, that's true.
The last thing, you know, the last thing my grandmother said?
I feel like even if I say no, you're going to tell me anyway.
No, I want you. If you say no.
I want to.
She said, have you put the milk bottles out?
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? She came out of a coma to say that. This is absolutely true.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And went back into a coma after that.
Fuck. Did you?
I was two. I was not in a place to be putting out milk bottles.
Yeah, that's a responsibility that would not fall upon you.
That was falling on my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor dad.
Oh, no.
I know. Isn't that sad? Do you know, his mother died in August and then our house burnt down in November and then his dad died on Christmas Eve.
Holy shit. What year was this?
1990.
Yeah.
And people are saying 2016's the worst year.
Yeah, 1990 was a piece of shit.
1990. Worst year ever. Not for me.
No
either.
One talks about. They're like, no one's in the think pieces are saying 2016, what a year. But 1990 for the Sneddon family. Fuck that bullshit. 1990 was terrible. I wasn't around in 1990.
You weren't even born.
I wasn't even I was a glint in
the. It's crazy to think that I'd already struggled through the adversity of a burnt house and you hadn't even been born yet.
How old were you?
2 years old, I guess, or 18 months.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Isn't it weird, eh?
That's the sound of Tim leaving the room.
I know. We had to wear clothes from the people from our primary school donated. So then it was weird because my brothers were like turning up to school in like their friends' clothes.
Oh, no. That's so sad. That's so sad.
It's crazy, yeah.
Okay, so
we had a friend staying with us as well and all of his shit burnt. All of it. It's up for another story, but it's actually a really interesting story. He was a priest. He'd impregnated a nun. They were living with us. I know. And let's end on that note. Oh, cliffhanger.
Oh, my God. That's such a cliffhanger. You should see my eyes. I was like, oh, fuck. No, I want to hear about that. Do we have time? No.
I don't know. We'll bring it up another episode.
Okay. Well,
it's a cool story.
I feel like we didn't talk about anything in this podcast.
No, we did. We talked about Riverdale. Okay. On the count of three, we'll go through the cast of, we're going to do a really quick speed round of Would I Fuck? Okay.
Okay.
This is a new game. And it's Would I Fuck the cast members of Riverdale?
Okay.
Okay. We'll start with the obvious one. Jughead.
Yes.
Archie.
Yes.
Luke Perry.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry. We don't want, you know what? I take it back. Fucking yes. Yeah. Who am I kidding?
Who are you kidding?
Like, who am I kidding? Like,
yeah.
If he was in front of me, I'd be like, sure.
Yeah, you're going to fuck Luke Perry. Yeah. 902 on a boat.
Betty.
Yes. Veronica.
Yeah, but more so Betty.
More so Betty. I think I would enjoy fucking Betty.
Yeah. I think, yeah, there's some stuff going on there.
Yeah.
Cheryl Blossom. No.
No.
God, she annoys me.
So annoying.
Fucking annoying.
Do you know who I would, though?
Kevin Keller.
Kevin Keller. Which one's Kevin Keller?
He's the gay best friend of Sheriff's son.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. He's hot.
Jughead's dad?
Yes. Yeah. He's from Scream, remember?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Fuck, he's good looking. He's a good looking
good
man.
Good looking. Okay, hang on.
I have... oh,
Reggie.
Yes. The mother of Betty.
Betty, who's from Twin Peaks. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
She seems crazy and I love her.
Oh my God, she's awesome. Yeah. Chuck Clayton.
Which one's Chuck Clayton?
He's the one that like got with Veronica but then like embarrassed her.
No, what a cunt.
I know, but like, yes. Yeah, yes.
All right, let's end it there.
All right.
Bonus out of any apologies you want to make before we go?
I make apology to Carbacola for sponsoring this podcast and being associated with two absolute weirdos like us. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Karma.
Thanks to our sponsors at Carbacola. Google it, bitches!
Bye!
Thanks for listening to this Little Empire podcast. We've got live shows happening in the New Zealand International Comedy Festival powered by Flick Electric Co. So go to comedyfestival.co.nz and buy tickets now. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, maybe you should listen to The Male Gaze with Eli Mathewson and Chris Parker.
Be a man, you must be swift as a da-da-da-da. He's got a big
Who's
old chest.
Who's the hottest Disney prince?
I mean, I think Aladdin is like a clear answer.
Oh, yeah, Aladdin's so hot.
It's a hot outfit.
It is. He's just in like a little waistcoat.
I know. They're both male, and they're both gay, the male gays.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.